Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, good evening and welcome to the North American Wrestling Connection. Please do not adjust your volumes. Robert Q. Seidelman is nowhere to be found. My name is Nikki Heyman, and I'm in charge tonight. Mr. Seidelman lost his bet, so now I'm taking over. But I brought everybody with me. So ladies and gentlemen, let's introduce the rest of the crew here. Let's start with one of our louder regulars, Mr. VRM.
For those of you who joined in on Monday night, one thing that we have to say to Santino, Beth's gonna kill you, Beth's gonna kill you.
Go to see who wears the pants in Glamorella.
No.
Yes.
She does. We know this. Peeking around the door of room 101 is fourth.
Hey, 2 weeks I'll be out of here. I'll be annoying you people without any repercussions.
If
and then you'll be back in.
I do not hear you. Peeking down from the Great White North, our other female correspondent, Trista Timpson. Are you there, dear?
Whoa.
I can't hear her. I'm sorry, dear.
Trista?
Trista? You're still on my board.
We'll get back to her.
She just telling me it's not working. Let's see. Let's go in another direction. Are you out there, Typho?
Yes, I am. And I'm looking for anybody who wants to join me in buying an interest in Wrestlelicious.
Oh.
See, our other celebrity guest, Staff Boy Josh Henniger.
I'm not exactly a celebrity, but I'll take it. Also, Wrestlelicious. Maybe better than Impact.
The new wrestling revolution.
Ooh.
A new boom era is coming.
Oh.
And finally, from New York City, a poor man who can't have a pizza right now, Jason Block.
Yes, but I can tell you this much. The quote of the week by The Rock, he called John Cena's challenge eminently laughable. So, in a UK interview with The Sun, which was just published. So
awesome.
Yes.
So, how many of you guys here actually saw WrestleMania? Let me ask that first.
Live or on YouTube?
Well, I think how many of you guys, the most of you guys saw it on YouTube, who actually sat and watched it live?
I did.
Okay, now I don't feel so lonely. As you guys know, the tag team unification match was bumped to pre-show, which I know is very disappointing. I was looking forward to it as well. This was one of the better matches on the card, and it was quick, get everybody who doesn't have a match at least something to get them a WrestleMania paycheck. It's been said that it was a very good match. The rematch on Raw was just as good. And, ladies and gentlemen, we have unified tag team champions, Los Colons, which, oh, by the way, I think the only person who got that one right was DJ, and he's not even here.
Wow. Well, that's going to affect the draft later on, actually, which we'll get to.
Yeah, we'll get to that. Show opens with Money in the Bank. Personal opinion, I thought there was a lot of innovating out there. Shelton Benjamin, of course, stealing the show with Kofi Kingston right behind him.
How did that even – I'm still wondering how he did that. the ladder wasn't even open, and he was able to climb it and almost get to the briefcase.
No, my favorite move of Kofi's was when he went through the open ladder. Do you understand that? That is sickness. Okay, that
the
is just...
And the ladder didn't budge.
No.
So Kofi weighed nothing.
To be honest, I thought the botched unprettier off the ladder obviously was not great, but why not give it a try, you know? You never know till you try.
There it is.
But the result of the match was a little surprising. I mean, everybody in the arena, from what I saw of it, wanted Christian real bad to have that belt. But CM Punk has the briefcase yet again. And honestly, bad move, I really believe.
I agree. I thought this was the wrong ending. This is, since Money in the Bank has replaced King of the Ring to some extent as the final elevation of somebody in the main event, and I'd have given it just for Christian.
Hold on a sec, guys.
Oh, well. I'd have given it to Christian just for his move where he tilted the ladder, shook somebody off, and then pushed his ladder back into position. But Punk pulled the briefcase down to the surprise of everyone.
Sorry about that, guys. Go ahead.
Okay. Now, I'm just saying, Punk pulled it down to the surprise of everyone, meaning nobody gets a point.
Jeez.
Boo the creative team.
Yes, boo the yes, exactly.
Yeah.
So, let's see.
Then I went to go get food.
Now, I've heard a little bit of bitching about Kid Rock's performance. He went out there and did a medley, and people are like, "Well, we didn't pay to see a Kid Rock concert." Well. He's done music for WWE in the past, and he was a great cover to sneak all the divas out for the Miss WrestleMania Battle Royal.
Yes, this was actually the low light of the evening for me, from a respect perspective. You had all these divas being prepped and come in, and we don't even get them introduced, or at least even named. Sorry.
The worst part about it, at some point, Kid Rock held up the mic for everyone to sing. I saw this later on. No one sung.
Hey, did you know Joy Giovanni was there? No, you didn't.
Same deal with Miss Jackson.
Worst part about it was as I was driving back from the union with my food, the ketchup spilled all over my front seat.
Well, I was watching it with a friend of mine who is a huge Molly Holly fan. And, you know, I was hoping they'd introduce him so I could just watch him melt off of his chair when Molly's name was mentioned. I'm serious. He's so wound up that if Molly comes out, it's Molly, 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 Molly. I'm like,
ah!
Why did you?
Screw your moves!
Anyway. So, amidst the chaos, there was something, I hesitate to say someone, something mixed in the mess there with the pixie cut, the scarf to hide a possible
Adam's
heritage.
Apple.
I was going to be nice.
It was there.
Heritage.
You know, at the beginning of the week, because Nikki and I talk every day, just because we can. And at the beginning of the week, I was like, oh, this is actually, you know, pissing on the women's thing, you know, the women's wrestling division. But you want to know something? This works. It's funny. It's great. And I like it. I don't know what that says about me, but...
I just hope they don't try to go and make them literally two separate characters. That hopefully it's revealed at one point.
They're trying,
but they had an interesting tweak about that on SmackDown. Who's the only one who got that exactly right? This gal. And VRM and Statboy and Seidelman took their I don't give a damn point.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Let's see, the Legends match. This was a surprise.
Oh.
And want to know something? We'll get to the other match later, which was the highlight of the evening. But if you want to place a close second to this, how good is Ricky Steamboat? Please, you know.
He's so good. The next night on Raw, he got a "You still got it" chant.
Because he was even better than the night before.
Exactly.
I'd like to see him occasionally. Go ahead.
No, this is for Steamboat.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. Absolutely.
Oh, my God.
As long as you don't overdo it, I don't mind him occasionally lacing up the boots.
Because we knew that Stucco was going to have a hard time going. We knew that Piper couldn't go, and that's why that was taken care of in the first 2 minutes. And then Steamboat and Jericho started tearing the house down.
How beautiful were those arm drags? Oh, my goodness. You know?
It was arm drag, arm bar. Oh, wait. I'm not supposed to go there.
Yeah, arm drag. Well, yeah. No, it was, you saw Ricky Steamboat, and it's like, okay, boys, this is how you do this. This is how you do it. And he looked in great shape. And let me tell you something. He could be on the active roster today if he wanted to be.
And after Monday night, he may consider it. I mean, they go out there and mess around, and he gets the itch.
And you want to, excuse me, and I don't mean to be rude, but did you see how fun and how that all these guys were like 5 years old again?
Oh, yeah, because they were all there marking while they were working. Let's see what I got here. Caller, hello.
Nikki?
Trista!
Something weird is happening. It's weird. Like, I used to be able to just, like, plug in my earphones and then, like, use my microphone and my computer, and now I can't do that anymore.
Huh.
Oh, well.
I could hear you guys at the beginning going, like, Trista, and I'm like, Nikki! And nothing happened.
So what did you think? We went through the first three matches, Money in the Bank.
I loved Money in the Bank, even though my pick didn't win. But I had Punk, and then I'm like, wait, why would they let Punk win? Because he won last year, and then he ended up winning, and I took Christian. Yay me. And then for the Diva Battle Royal, I believe I picked Trish. And for the Jericho versus Legends match, I picked the Legends.
No. But what did you think of, say, Steamboat?
Oh, dude was amazing. I was surprised. I didn't expect much from Piper, and I don't really remember Snuka from, like, when I was a kid, because I was, like, 3 when the 80s ended. But Steamboat, like,
wait a minute.
Higgins.
You were 3 when the... Oh, good God. Boy, am I old.
Yeah.
I'm here
yes,
at
you
age
are, Jason.
Yeah, thanks.
I'll get something thrown at me next week.
No, that's okay. So, but you want to know something also? Mickey Rourke also showed why he shouldn't have been in the match, to be honest.
Yeah.
And I point to our chibi wrestler and animator, Kappa Ame at DeviantArt, explaining it, essentially showing Rourke taking a swing and Jericho just standing there going, I'm supposed to bump to that?
Where was the Ram Jam?
That's the only thing I was really disappointed about. I wanted the Ram Jam. I really did. But I did get a point out of it. So did Jason, and so did VRM.
Should hang up now?
Huh?
I did so bad on the pick-ems that, like,
we all did.
If I get a point, I'm just going to be like, grr.
I think we all made logic when we picked these.
Yeah.
Two obvious wins, and that was it. Like, I didn't get anybody right.
Let's see. You got some. You guys, nobody got a 0 on this.
Well, that's good.
Yeah.
Nobody got a 0 on this. So, let's see.
I did, because I didn't make picks.
You don't count. Man. You don't make picks, you don't count.
Don't make me slam the door in your face, man.
Ooh.
I'm going to go all the way Stevenson on everyone.
Mm-hmm.
As long as you don't go Dimitri Martin on us.
I love Dimitri Martin.
I do too, but I've got a friend who does very good Dimitri Martin to the point that I just want to reach over and feed him to his cat. Anyway.
Next match, please.
Yes, yes. Brother versus brother, extreme rules.
It was an okay match, but you want to know something? The stretcher match, I thought was better.
Yeah.
Their stretcher match on SmackDown was probably their apology. It did start slow. I liked the finish personally. It just we had trouble getting there.
Yeah, it felt like they were just. It was sort of like a greatest hits match, if you want, from a band that has played this before, if you can understand the analogy. And I don't mean that in a negative way, because they both busted ass. I mean, come on. That 16-foot...
The 16-foot ladder vault. Where, when Jeff Hardy landed, because Matt said, you took too long, and Jeff's rolling on the mat going, I broke my butt.
Which, by the way, that was just a sick spot. That was just a sick spot.
To be topped then by a Pillmanized twist fate.
Oh, good God, I don't know how the heck he didn't. Yeah. Oh, man. Wow.
How did he not snap Jeff's neck?
I know everybody here cringed.
True.
If you did not cringe, you have no heart.
Yes, I know. Oh. So who got that one right?
Let's see.
I did.
Jason, Nikki, Jason, myself, VRM, and Stat Boy.
Yay.
I hate you all.
Well, I learned one lesson.
You
hate
me.
Of what Rob learned. You learned nothing.
Oh, God.
This is fun. Oh. All right. Letdown of the evening. JBL Rey Mysterio for the Intercontinental title.
Oh.
Greatest match ever.
And it's great to see Rey Mysterio is not the Batman.
Yes, Rey Mysterio is not the Batman.
No, but he is 6'9".
You know, yeah, and fine, he beat JBL and he quit, and JBL's done. Really.
The Sours rejoiced.
Yes, 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 and the fanboys did rejoice. But seriously, though, if JBL went out that way, fine. On a WrestleMania stage, go for it. I have no big deal with this. Rey Mysterio wins. He may actually bring some prestige back to the Intercontinental Championship. That's all I have to say about it.
Any other input?
Greatest match ever. I loved it. Hate JBL. My mom watched it with me. It was really funny because at the end of the match, she sees JBL. She's like, oh, who's that baby face? And I'm like, he's not a baby face. He's a heel. But then she was complimenting her, like, how young, I guess, he looks.
Oh, my God.
Like, yeah.
Okay. You're Canadian, right?
I'm very Canadian.
Oh, okay, Trista, please don't take this the wrong way. But
I'm
how?
Going to.
What?
I'm going to tell you right now, I'm offended already.
Oh, great. If your mom thinks that JBL looks good, was she drinking too much Labatt's? I mean, seriously.
No, dude, we don't drink Labatt's in this house. No.
That's Blue Ribbon?
I'm offended because you think I drink Labatt's.
Oh, okay. Thanks. Thanks, Nikki.
It wasn't how good he looks. It was how young he looks.
Well, good,
he
young.
He doesn't look old, you know? And he
no.
doesn't. Like, I see who she's coming from. Well, that's, oh, my God. I'm offended.
Sorry.
Anyway.
Nikki, get me out of this, will you?
All right. Well,
start dancing like Ashley Simpson.
This was one of the matches that Trista got right. So did Carl, so did Jason, so did I, so did VRM, and so did Statboy. I can throw some insight on this. JBL is done with his in-ring work, and he is not picking up any announcing duties. He's got his energy drink company to play with. He's working for his wife, or soon to be ex-Mrs. Layfield, however you want to look at it. And he has thrown a whole bunch of money at Ohio Valley Wrestling.
Good for him.
I think he's going to go try to put Denny Davis back over and try to get them back as a developmental, because SCW is just generating more Randy Ortons, and we can't have that.
Yeah.
That's a lot of voices.
Cannot have that.
No.
We
a lot of voices
need...
in the head. Counseling them, calling them Fred, talking to them.
That's pretty soon
funny.
They'll generate us a new Haku.
Speaking of
I got one thing to say about that.
Guys, listen to this.
That's
at school,
dumb.
We had to do this project.
Why,
we had to do this
you.
Project at school, and we're taping it, whatever. And then we had to write a script for it, and the whole thing's like about this whole cult murder, and we're actually using Randy Orton's entrance music for like the beginning of the film.
Nice! That is actually cool.
It was my little touch, because I was in charge of the music, and I was like, how can I incorporate wrestling into this? And I'm like, ooh, Randy Orton. And there it is. I'm pretty proud of myself.
I don't know if he looks like more serial killer or pedophile, but we won't go into that.
I knew I forgot that something about that during his show Wednesday night.
Yeah.
Anyway, do we want to save the best for last and just do the title matches now?
Yes.
Yes, please.
Yes. Title matches? Is that what the matches are about?
I'm gonna jump ahead to the triple threat match. Cena, Big Show, and Edge.
Will the real John Cena please stand up?
There were internet smarts having heart attacks because they were afraid that somebody had cloned John Cena 200 times.
At least it was nice to hear
ideal WWE.
And
from then on, every spoiler for SmackDown would be Cena wins.
Well, no, Cena cut a very good promo with Edge this week on SmackDown.
Edge is better.
It was so good. You know, it's just like when Cena doesn't do his goofy, poopy stuff, he can cut a promo.
Yeah.
And he did. And Edge looks really tired and all that good stuff. But, and also, with all due respect, John Cena has got the strength of 10 men. Did you see what he did? Good grief.
Edge didn't like being up that high. That's why he jumped down.
700-pound
FD. Kappa E on the Chibi Mania 25. How many people did he have on his shoulders, Matt?
In the chibi? It went into space, man. He had pretty much the entire roster, and I'm guessing the other 199 Cena clones were somewhere in that stack.
he is a legit freak, okay?
For a man who no-sold neck surgery, I don't put anything past him anymore.
Neck surgery, pectoral surgery, injuries.
Exactly.
Finisher.
Hearing his old theme song, it brought me back to a simpler time, I must say.
Mm-hmm.
It did, yeah.
Very true.
I heard it too. I was like, ooh. So I wanted to see him come out in a throwback jersey and the padlock and the hat on backwards and have him wrap all the way down the ramp. Oh, wait, we needed time for other matches.
The major downside, I have a feeling Cena's going to have a long enough reign where they will actually have a customized belt made.
No,
I don't think
again.
We already have the customized belts.
The quest to make every belt spin.
Yeah,
exactly.
No. Okay, that's a fail. Okay, that's a.
Let's see, what's the fail button on here?
About a spinning butterfly.
Oh, God.
Get your stuff. Broom.
Oh, man.
Fly belt.
to make that belt spin, that weird-ass-looking belt, That requires the what the fuck boom noise.
I don't think I got that one in there.
No, you're speaking of what the fuck boom, that's Triple H Orton at the end. Oh, God.
Don't even.
Oh, by the way, who got who right on the triple threat?
The triple threat.
All of you.
As I said, nobody. You shouldn't bet against Cena, so Carl, Staff Boy, VR, and myself, Jason, and Robert got this one right.
Cool.
So,
that's all right. I'll rebound for Backlash. AKA,
I was thinking of Canada.
So now we go on to this horrible mess that was the Orton Triple H match, which I think part of it suffered because there was a time constraint.
Mm-hmm.
There's a joke. Anybody? How many of you guys have seen Botchamania 71?
72,
73. What was
that?
72's out.
Oh, yeah.
71 has all the WrestleMania bloopers on it, including the referee going 100%. You got 1 minute, son.
And with Roddy Piper constantly swearing.
Yeah, that too.
I didn't realize he swore that much until I watched Botchamania. I was like, holy shit. Sorry.
What is... Okay, just give me a 30-second break. What is Botchamania? Seriously.
Botchamania is a video that is constructed by a guy named Matthew on YouTube. It's essentially a video of every screwed up promo, blown spot, bad announcing, you name it.
Anything bad, really.
Everything that's bad about wrestling, and I recommend them highly.
Okay.
I prefer watching for the commentary flubs. Those are awesome.
But it also led to the sixth man, which we'll get to in Raw. But good grief! Ugh.
My favorite part of Botchamania is everybody talks too damn much.
Yeah. I like the chant and how it's like a sing along at the bottom.
Sing along with ECW fans.
Yeah.
Or sing along with the fans. But yeah, this main unfortunately suffered from no interference, time constraints, and Randy Orton.
How dare you?
The voices in his head say you suck.
There you go. Bingo.
Voices in my head say you suck.
I do not. I was drunk. Anyway. Okay, but seriously. So the evil doc retains, which is probably the only good thing about this, but I knew they were on a time constraint because he was still celebrating when the feed cut at the end of Mania. At least on my end, it did.
Mm-hmm.
That's one of the ones I got wrong. So, but points to VRM, Statboy, Fourth, and Seidelman.
And now to the real main event.
Yeah. Oh my God.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, what should have main evented WrestleMania?
Absolutely.
Yes.
What words can be said, but we're going to try. Now, remember last week Seidelman said, and I quote, is this match going to be match of the year candidate? And we thought that it had a possibility of doing this. It just blew everybody's mind. it just, unbelievable. And you just look at this match, and everybody who even wants to get into wrestling has to watch this. From the entrances to the way this was paced to the way the moves were done, they told a story brilliantly. And Mark Calloway is a sick bastard because he nearly cracked his neck 20 minutes into the match and rung his own bell. Unbelievable.
They're still on the floor. Go ahead.
I was just saying all the kickouts since Snooker.
part of this was Snooker's fault for not dropping his camera sooner and being in position to catch Taker. And he saw that he wasn't getting caught, so he tried to tuck and roll, and, well, there was another church bell ringing. this is another brilliant part of it. The fact that Sean saw that Taker was not quite all there at the moment and covered, went up to the green, grabbed Barney by his shirt, and begged him to start counting. The Wild Histrionics get Taker some time. Get Taker some time to get his head on straight and get back into the match. There was no hesitation. And that's something that a lot of people don't think about when you're watching a match, or heck, even when you're working a match.
But it's just like, there were points in the match, oh my God, when Shawn Michaels kicked out of the Tombstone, and the look on Undertaker's face was brilliant. It was
greatest,
like,
yeah.
Greatest what the fuck image ever. Ever.
Yeah.
If it was ever a perfect wrestling whiskey tango foxtrot, it was there.
It was.
Yeah.
That's never happened before. Now what do I do?
Yeah, exactly. Now, and of course, the brilliance of the entrance of Shawn Michaels coming down in the cherry picker from heaven with the angelic music, you know?
All he needed was wings, man. It was beautiful.
And Undertaker ascending like Kurt Angle from the from hell.
Putting the whole set on fire.
Yes, and that was the gay spooky that was okay. That was fine. That was great.
I needed lightning bolts.
Where were the druids? The druids get their usually a yearly WrestleMania payday. They weren't there.
No, they didn't need it.
I would have paid a lot of money for druid lumberjacks in this match.
Now, I have watched this match on YouTube at least 3 times already. And I am going to buy the WrestleMania 25 DVD just for that, to pay respects to them for what they did. I mean, it's that important to me.
I was feeling a little ripped off for WrestleMania until that match happened, and I was just like, yep, there's my money right there. And then I had my money there, too, because I figured if I'm paying this much for WrestleMania, then I'm going to freaking rip it off as much as I want. So,
has Dave's official rating of the match come out yet?
Numbers have not come out that I'm aware, but
like a jabillion stars it got. A jabillion.
I would put it at a billion stars. I mean, seriously, though, these are two guys in their mid-40s who just busted ass for 30 minutes. My favorite reaction was Nikki's the first day. These were two 40-year-old guys showing everybody else in the roster how the fuck it's done.
It's done. That's right. And I hope every single person in the back was sitting somewhere with all of that. The hell?
Exactly. You know, it is an instructional classic. And yes, it does rank as one of the top 10 WrestleMania matches of all time. Without question.
Mm-hmm.
Without question.
And as my snake says, match of the year, end year.
Match of the year what?
Like, end year.
You know, in the tags for a website, end year. Like the backslash. Backslash year to say end year. Like, no one got
Yeah, I do.
Just hand the award to it right now, pretty much.
Yes.
And everybody got that one right because Undertaker don't lose at Mania.
No.
Hey, that includes me. Yay.
Taking a look at the scores, we had a 3-way tie at the bottom.
Crap.
DJ, Trista, and fourth with 2. Woo!
And Rob's record for futility still stands.
Carl had 3. Seidelman had 4. Jason, you had 5.
Well, that's not bad. 5 out of 8.
That boy with 6.
Dang it.
So, ladies and gentlemen, your winners and new North American Wrestling Connection Fizzleweight Champions, co-champions, VRM,
and Miss Nikki Haymon.
Woohoo! Play it.
Just watch yourself.
And for
what
the record,
better way to go on top of the first time than on the grandest stage of them all.
There
That's
you go. Got to do it big. You got to do it right.
And for the record, Seidelman sent me the score, so there was no fudging on my part.
Blasphemy.
So then we go to the next night on Raw, where Randy Orton decides to invade the McMahon family, or wants to anyway.
And he said he might be a pedophile earlier.
Yeah, I did. Yeah, he did mention that. Yeah, that's when he talked about his grandkids. And his grandkids are, I believe, two boys and two girls, all under the age of five, if my memory serves
that
right.
That is correct.
So one thing to say, ew, he's a kid toucher. So then Vince McMahon comes out and says, I'm going to kick your ass. And they set up.
Come on.
Yeah, and he said, fine, no problem. And they set up the match for the night. And during the night, they have everyone try and stop him, but except Triple H, who basically says, finish this shit.
Change your mind. I know better. You're a stubborn bastard. Go ahead.
Yes, exactly. And then you had Vince McMahon get his ass kicked by Randy Orton.
We did the commentary. So then me, Nikki, and Rob started hitting the schmoz buttons.
Yes, exactly.
Who hit it first? Was it Rob who hit it first, Nikki?
What is a schmoz button? Is that just a fake thing, or do you actually have a sound effect for the schmoz button?
No, there's no sound effect. It's a running joke that, you know, that whenever a match just goes completely to hell, when all the run-ins start going on, we think that there's at least somebody, either at the arena or in the truck, or in the case, we, who were talking over the show, we have a button to press to start sending people down there because, you know, it's kind of like ringing the gong.
So you were doing the schmoz buttons. Go on.
So
I hit the schmoz buttons. That comes Legacy. Or no, Shane came out first.
Then Legacy, then Triple.
Then I hit the Motorhead button.
Right.
And then Rob decided to do something insanely, in his words, insanely stupid.
What did he do?
He broke out the genies.
What?
This is the exact quotes that happened right before this whole thing. Nikki said, "Don't hurt the evil doc." She says, "Whoa!" I say, "What?" And he's back.
Yep. The return the month to 6 weeks early, rumored, of one Dave Bautista, who proceeds to clean house and is also now going to represent Vince McMahon's spot in the six-man tag at Backlash, which is Legacy versus Shane McMahon, the Evil Doc, Triple H, and Dave Bautista.
For the WWE Championship.
Yes, and it is for the WWE Championship because
Batista can't win this time.
Which means that if any of the face team wins, Triple H retains. If any of the heel team wins, Triple H loses the belt and it goes to Randy Orton, which has been done, I believe, in TNA before. I don't know if it's done. I think it's also been done in WWE a few times. Other notes of import. Because of the draft, we have Vicky Guerrero as the new permanent GM of Raw.
Hold on. I'm gonna play. I got something to play for this.
Okay. Now you're asking yourselves why, Nikki? Go for it.
Vicky Guerrero has proven herself to be the
biggest heel in all of the WWE. Why should we waste her on a pre-taped show when we could put her on Monday nights, their big weekday stage, and let her get booed out of the building to the biggest smile on her face? She, the fourth grade teacher that everybody hates, is over Raw, and I love her for it. I want to grab a notebook, find the next show, and kneel in front of her and say, teach me. Teach me this mighty heat.
Because she has turned what was honestly a role that set her up as a school, you know, as a college fund for her kids, and turned it into gold, even more so. And I think this is a reward. I really do.
I hate to interrupt, but I gotta say this is a great Matt Hardy promo.
Yeah, that was a great Matt Hardy promo as well. Yeah.
Nothing.
Yep.
Chrissy, you said you're not a fan of Vicky's.
I don't like Vicky. I find her annoying. I don't like her with my edge.
Well,
I don't like her with Edge either, but I really think that Edge might be leading
not long
the
for that
side of the force.
Right. Also, we had a 10-man tag with Ricky Steamboat in there where the faces won, which
mm-hmm.
was great. We had the debut of Santina Marella on WrestleMania. No. Hold on, guys. Come on.
This was awesome.
This was great because he basically went totally. She, you know what? Fine.
No.
She went totally, you know, snap your fingers, Tyra Banks' girlfriend on Beth Phoenix.
I cannot wait till she gets her hands around Santina's throat.
He did. She did, and lost.
No, I'm saying we're gonna come up on another where we're gonna see some real unholy retribution.
She
not
was
what we
just
Monday night.
That pissed. The look on her face when she came out.
She's like the line was like, "You're not man enough to be female champion." You know, was that the line?
It's like, you're not woman enough to face me. She said, but I want to know if you're man enough to face me.
Yeah, that was great. That was absolutely fantastic. And you know what? Santina, whatever. It was fun.
Am I the only person that doesn't like Santino?
Santino or Santina or both?
Both. Like, I honestly don't like him. And it's not like, ooh, you know, that's good because you're not supposed to like him. But I really don't like Santino. Like,
that's
I seriously want him off my TV, and I'm the only person I know that feels like that.
I guess you're about the only one.
and the greatest part of the whole Santina thing now, the music.
Oh, yes, Billy and Chuck's. That was...
Makes me want Rico back.
I want Rico back. I'll say, I want Rico back. I want Rico to come back and say, oh, I can dress Santa.
No, let me rephrase that. It makes me want cute Kip back on TV.
Come on,
no.
That's a fail. There we go.
Somebody throw him in room 101 if he ain't there already, quickly.
No. I don't need any more room in here.
Well,
when I'm out.
Please. Now, hold the door open for me. I just remembered. Seidelman gave me permission to throw somebody in there real quick.
Who?
Mark Madden. Good night.
What did he do?
And Nikki, don't we have two things from Monday to throw in?
Hmm?
We will. Let me explain to Jason real quick. Mark Madden was an announcer for WCW.
Yeah, I know who he is. What did he say?
What didn't he say?
Oh, okay, fine. Never mind.
I'm sorry. He makes Don West sound like John Madden.
Yeah, okay. Go on.
That isn't much of an improvement.
So what are the two things you have to go in for Monday night? Because we have...
What do you have for me, VRM?
took a vote and said two things had to go in on Monday night. I forget exactly where and when we were talking about it.
No, I think because
not for Monday night. I think the show from on Monday Night Raw, but on our commentary, we made.
I don't remember. I'll get those to you, Jason, so we can do those on your show if you have a few minutes.
Who, me?
Yeah, you.
Oh, what are we talking about? Things to throw in? What,
there's
the Room 101?
There was a couple of things from our commentary night, and I honestly don't remember them, but Mark Madden was something that had come up, and I got permission from Seidelman to throw him in.
Okay, well, we'll get to that in a minute. I was just saying that we've got 15 minutes, and we need to discuss a lot of things here. Do you mind if I set up the draft stuff?
I think we're in pretty good shape with that. I can do it.
All right, go for it.
All right, as we all know, it's time to shake things up again, I believe is how Vince likes to put it. Despite the fact that everybody is jumping around from show to show, from night to night, and with superstars around the corner, it seems kind of silly to even consider the fact that they're going to be doing this draft. But we're going to have this happen. So I'm just going to do a quick little round-the-table thing here. Think of a pick that you want to see, and think of a pick that you feel is going to happen, whether you like it or not. So I'm just gonna start. One that I want to see would be Jericho to SmackDown. He's taken care of most of what he's going to do with the top tier on Raw, and I think he's going to have a nice stack of fresh feuds to play with. And one that I'm going to see is Evan Bourne to Raw. They can't keep wasting him on ECW.
Damn it, Nikki, you just took my thunder.
No, you don't have... repeats are okay, right?
I'm good with repeats. VRM?
I'm sorry, I got the iTunes up for trying to figure out where section was. I do remember what one of the things was that we were going to throw in. And that was the Impact game.
Yes.
Ah.
Yeah, okay.
Yes.
Picks I'd like to see, though.
Sorry.
Oh. Picks I'd like to see.
Just one.
What is Morrison's official, where is he officially?
ECW.
Morrison,
yeah.
The Raw.
I'd be okay with that.
And what do you think we're going to see?
I can't think of one right now.
Okay, we can come back to you.
Me?
Yeah.
I'd like to see Bourne on Raw. I think it would be kind of nice to see him on Raw with Ray and maybe a few more high flyers. And realistically, I think John Cena is going to be going to SmackDown because it did seem more like the 10-man tag team match was not as important as the Orton segment. It looks like they're trying to transition Cena away.
You got a good point there. I didn't think of that. Drissa.
I would love, love, love to see John Morrison on Raw, because that's about the only show I watch. So I kind of want to stare at him every Monday night. And I'm down with, like, his slow-mo entrance and whatever, and looking all hot and sexy and whatever. So I would like to see him on Raw. And I was thinking we will see Punk to SmackDown.
Oh, interesting choice.
Yeah.
Because he can go anywhere right now since he's got the briefcase.
Yeah. And he hasn't been on SmackDown, and I think for, like, the kid audience that he seems to be geared at, I think SmackDown would be the better choice. Even though it hurts me because I love Punk. But, yeah, mm-hmm. I'm him to SmackDown, sadly, and maybe Edge to Raw. Sorry, that was two picks. John Morrison to Raw.
No, that's fine. There's eight good reasons to have John Morrison on Raw.
And Punk to SmackDown.
Alrighty. Typho.
What I want to happen, I would like to see Christian shifted over to SmackDown. And for what I think is going to happen, if this is kind of two, but they're tied in together, I think they're going to switch the Intercontinental and U.S. titles, and MVP is going to go to Raw, and Rey Mysterio is going to go to SmackDown.
We discussed that today, didn't we, Nikki? Exactly.
We did. If they're going to move one, they're going to move the other. I can't see both belts being on one show.
And that's a
mean,
very
that's
good
how they
point.
Are now with the World Heavyweight title?
They fixed that real quick, and something about a Punk with a briefcase.
Mm-hmm.
Josh, what do you got for me?
Was that me?
Yeah. That boy.
Is it? All right. We're still talking about the draft, correct?
Right. One that you want to see.
Right.
One you think is going to happen.
Right. One that I want to see is the one that's already been mentioned. Evan Bourne to Raw. That would be absolutely beautiful. Hell, give him the Intercontinental title. He'd do great with it. I may be putting him a little too high right now, but hopefully sometime down the line.
No, but I'd pay a lot of money for Evan Bourne versus Rey Mysterio for the Intercontinental title and give him 20 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
Hells yes. As for one that I think we are going to see, this is going to be a bit odd and out of left field, but Santino Marella to SmackDown. Santina, somehow or another, gets lucky and stays on Raw.
I'm down with that. I'm down with that. Jason, what do you got?
Well, I have something. What I think is going to happen, and I agree with it, I think John Cena is going to bring up SmackDown. I think Cena is done on Raw. But what I think is going to happen, this is going to be another one of those double switches. And this is going to be in the announcing department. I think Jim Ross was brought into SmackDown to shore up their ratings, and I think he is going to go back to SmackDown to be play-by-play with Rod, with to go play-by-play with Lawler, and you put Cole and Grisham together as the team on SmackDown.
Oh, God.
Okay, I just want to ask, did you take your medications this morning?
No, but I had a lot of wine last night, so I may be hungover.
They don't hate us that much, do they? They put Cole and Grisham together?
Well, I think Grisham will do a very good job carrying Cole.
Grisham carrying Cole.
I do think that they are going to repackage Ross and Lawler together. I think they're going to, you know, I think a lot of people will see that. I mean that they want to see that happen.
I think it could still happen. I mean, you know, it's gonna be fun, you know, trying to watch the show without yelling no whammies, no whammies while they're doing the picks.
Hey, the game show fan, there we go. And you can hear more news at my website, gameshownewsnet.com. So there you go. Hey!
Hey!
Anyway,
when are you
next doing the commentary stuff?
We did a live commentary over Raw on Monday night. It was just a one-shot thing. Settleman had asked me about it, and I was interested. He didn't want to do next week. He didn't want to do the draft because, A, it's 3 hours.
Because he's going to end up saying, no whammies, stop.
Yes, and he will yell no whammies through the whole show, and that's all he's going to say. So I wouldn't be able to put up with that for 3 hours. Mm. I would reach through the phone with both hands.
We can only do it for 2 hours anyway.
I was going to say, if you ever decide to do it again in the near future, I'll be as dead serious as Jericho is right now.
Okay. I missed 5 years ago. Anyway.
And speaking of commentary, Nikki, the other thing we voted on was JBL Mysterio.
What do you think, guys? Can I throw that in the room?
No. I don't think so. I mean, it was not the worst WrestleMania match in history.
I'm going to disagree with that statement.
Well, earlier you said it was awesome.
It was awesome, because I hate JBL.
Ball games.
You know, I think... Well, I think I'm gonna hold off. I think we're gonna save that for an official Room 101 segment.
Okay.
Because the other two were pretty much. The other two, I know I snuck Mark Madden past a couple of people, but I'm sorry. You know, he makes Don West look like a pro, and it really irritated me on a regular basis. We threw in the TNA video game because I've never heard a good thing about it.
No, and Midway's in deep trouble.
So, that's, you know, we still got a couple of minutes.
That's cool. Unfortunately, there was some sad news this week. We had the official cause as to why Andrew Martin passed away.
Oh,
it was an accidental overdose of pills.
That's pretty sad.
Oxycontin, if I remember hearing right.
That is correct. It is, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So let me just tell you something. And I mean, there was an article written by Mike Johnson, PW Insider, which was really, really good, that basically said there are some people you just can't save no matter how hard you try. And I believe Andrew Martin was one of them. You know, it's sad, sad deal.
That's a shame because he was still, you know, he was still active. He was still wrestling. He was, in fact, he was getting ready for a tour of Europe, and RVD was going to cross paths with him. He did bring that. He brought that up on his show on Wednesday night, and was disappointed when he did hear the news. Still sucks because. I'm older than Test.
Yeah.
And it's stuff like that just scares me.
Absolutely. Just trying to think. Did anything important happen in TNA this week?
They're signing a former world champion.
You think that's Taz in the broadcast booth?
Which means it's probably like Scotty Too Hotty or something.
I was going to say,
if you were a tag
team
champion, you're a world champion.
Okay.
David Arquette?
If it's Taz, he's got to face Samoa Joe in a battle of the blank is going to kill you.
Maybe it's Vince Russo becoming an on-screen character.
Former
world champion.
I still think Taz is going to be at lockdown at TNA. I believe that.
Now that I think of it, maybe he might help Team 3D win the titles.
Ooh!
If he does join, that could be a great way to introduce him.
Hello!
Bless you.
Thank you.
Bless you.
But I only got one thing to say about Russo being an on-screen character.
Yeah.
Whoa! Yeah.
That doesn't even do it.
Did you
see that like
justice.
10 years ago?
I've seen it once. It didn't work then. It's not going to work now.
I haven't watched TNA since the TCS tournament.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, how long has Russo been an on-screen character? Because it feels like friggin' nostalgia week with having, like, Kid Rock on and now, like, finding out Vince Russo's a character.
I don't know. I'm not going to worry about it.
By the way, did Kid Rock look like a geek? I'm sorry,
Yes.
Wow, man. So, in these last 30 seconds, I'm just going to warn everybody that Jason Block's going to be in charge of the next show. So...
Hey!
May God help us all.
Oh, thanks.
For VRM, Fourth, Trista Timpson, Typho, Stat Boy Josh Henniger, Jason Block, My name is Nikki Heyman. This has been the North American Wrestling Connection. I hope I've done this show justice. Thank you, everyone. See you next week.
It's a good show.
Good night, everyone.
Good night, all.
Diabetes.
Ha, ha, ha.